Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We're talking about animal ID. Dr. Rosalyn Biggs joins us here in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. We have been serving cattle producers here in Stockyard City for over 100 years, and the 9 commission firms at our market will showcase your cattle to the best buyers. It's still one of the largest stocker and cattle feeder markets in America. Bring your cattle to one of those 9 firms here in Stockyard City, and they will work hard to get you top dollar for your animals. Come and watch your cattle sell. Enjoy Stockyard City. Eat a tasty steak and shop for a pair of boots. We look forward to working for you at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
Dr. Rosalyn Biggs has been in private practice. She's worked as a veterinarian within the APHIS organization of USDA and is currently on staff at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Oklahoma State University. All this experience has given her a lot of perspectives on animal disease traceability, the animal ID question. And she says that for cattle producers, it's important to understand that it's not just producers that are interested or will be impacted by animal ID. It goes well beyond the farm or ranch gate.
Absolutely. We've got multiple segments of the industry that are impacted by animal disease traceability, multiple facets that we've got to consider. We've got to consider the investment at the level of for technology. I think we need to be thinking about what our consumer demands are, you know, what are export markets really guiding us that we need to do to maintain those. Mm-hmm. You know, from the veterinary type standpoint, the animal health standpoint that is ultimately reliant upon a good traceability system, should we have a foreign animal disease incursion here in the United States, that we need to be able to respond quickly. We need to be able to know where those animals are, have been, who they've been exposed to, that sort of thing, to try to stamp out disease as quickly as we can and be able to rebound from that, both domestically on our markets and internationally.
Dr. Biggs says she's not surprised that USDA has put on hold for at least the time being their announced plan to try to move from metal tags to electronic ID for those animals that need to be identified in interstate commerce, those animals over 18 months of age, dairy animals, and also rodeo stock and show stock as well. She says, though, that the interest is still there, very much there, and very valid to consider moving to those electronic ID tags for a variety of reasons.
I think from their perspective, from the animal health perspective, it has to do with that ability to respond and trace that animal quickly, as well as the inputs that go into, you know, so much of our world is becoming we've got electronics that do so many things for us. Mm-hmm. And if we can put into place electronic ID that cuts down on readers that get the number right every single time, that can do it, you know, I read it and then it's sent to all the places it needs to be sent. Those kind of technologies really get us to the point we need to be should we have foreign animal disease here in the U.S.
Of course, one of those first arguments of folks that are scared or concerned or angry about this is somebody's going to take my information and use it against me.
Right, right. And I think that's a valid concern for most people. Most people are very, very private. I think in agriculture, probably even more so. Mm-hmm. And, that's something that has to be a consideration when we're talking about the program is who holds the information, how much information is going to be collected to begin with, and then who has access to it. And so, we've got several different pilot projects going on here in the U.S. to to look at just those things, and also look at a number of other characteristics of the traceability system that they're trying to get lined out.
Cattle Trace, one that obviously we've got some interest in Oklahoma and up in Kansas. You alluded to the fact that they are collecting only a limited amount of information, but they've also got some real protocol in place to make sure that information is protected.
Absolutely. They're set up as a nonprofit, and so that puts them in a different category rather than a government entity that might be potentially open to, you know, FOIA requests or other information type requests. And they're really their big focus is on animal health. There's lots of other benefits that folks can consider when it comes to traceability, but their focus is animal health.
Whatever you want to call it, traceability, animal disease traceback, animal ID, big, big topic, an important topic that the industry continues to grapple with. Our thanks to Dr. Rosalind Biggs for joining us today from the College of Veterinary Medicine. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.